Hey, this is Rob Ansbach, and welcome to another edition of E-Heroes. Today's E-Hero, or E-Heroine, is Devani Alderson, and she's the co-creator of I Create Daily. And I think for all the listeners out there, this is going to be, you know, an interview that you want to stick around for, because the fact is that a lot of you have trouble creating content, and Devani's going to spill the secrets, or at least some of them. So welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. And content creation is such a fun thing to dive into. And it's not as hard as it might seem.
So. You know, people look at me and they're like, well, Rob, how do you create all this stuff? Because, you know, on a given month, we're creating 400 or 500 posts for our clients, you know, content articles, books. And you know, they're having trouble just writing one blog article or crafting that one perfect post. Yeah. And, you know, here you're inspiring, you know, creators and photographers and artists, and you're giving them the resources to just, you know, have fun at their passion.
Definitely. I think it's interesting that you mentioned the one perfect post, and that might be a good place to start, because I think a lot of us, we see curated feeds on Instagram, we see perfect looking things everywhere. And so we think that we have to start with something that looks perfect. And with the I Create Daily brand, we're really more about just starting, mm-hmm. not worrying about the perfection, but starting and creating a habit each day that aligns with your goals, whether it's content creation, whether it's building a brand, finding time to write that book. You've written many books and you run a marketing company, you're doing this podcast, but you created the time and that's how they got written. So whether you're writing fiction or nonfiction, whatever you're doing, it's really just about creating the time to get started. And I think that that's the biggest hurdle for many creatives.
You know, and my books aren't perfect. There's a lot of mistakes in those books and people do point them out sometimes, but I tell people it's not always about the perfection. It's about the content that's in them. And is that content going to make you smarter? Is it going to make you take action? Is it going to give you inspiration? And you know, I kind of take on the whole Apple Microsoft philosophy. You know, good is good enough, get my product out there and make it perfect later down the road.
Yeah, definitely. I agree.
You know, it's your brand is only what, 2 years old, but you're doing so much for all these entrepreneurs and they're looking at you guys as you know, you're this authority now, which is awesome.
Thank you. Yeah, my mom and I started it 2 years ago when we did not have time to start a new brand. I'm still doing some freelance marketing for small businesses, helping them with their social media and whatnot. She was running several websites, being the main editor, the main content person, but we just kept running across creators, artists, entrepreneurs who they wanted to get going, but didn't know where to start. And she had the name idea of I Create Daily, which we thought was just brilliant. We loved the name because really what it's about is doing the things every day, doing one thing every day towards your goal. Our biggest motto is the day is the way. And if you own focusing on the day, then you can progress so much faster. And it also gives you a smaller point to focus on. Because we all have big visions and we all have big dreams and those are amazing, but we have to chunk it down to get them done. And so that's kind of how the brand was born. And for a long time, we had just like 3 or 4 articles on the I Create Daily website. We didn't have a lot of content, but then in September, we decided we're going to do a podcast, we're going to host a creator challenge, and we're really going to kick this off, even though we were doing so many other things. And what we found out was that we created the time to do those things because that brand mattered. Growing this brand matters to us. Being a source of positivity for creators and helping them move forward and break their fear of perfection, break their fear of being seen, and break their fear of just getting started was really important. That mission was the driving force, I would say, for just getting started.
You know, I really like what you had to say about the small points. Focus on the small points, because I think that most people, they come into this social media realm and they're overwhelmed. And then they're like, well, I can't come up with 30 posts, you know, for the month. I can't do this. I can't do that. Should I be on Facebook, Instagram, you know, and they're looking at all these networks and it just, wait a minute, how do I run my business if I'm doing all this?
Right.
And you take it a step down and you say, look, you don't have to focus on all that. You focus on one thing at a time.
Yeah. And I think we've all made so many mistakes. I know, I'm sure you've been in marketing for a long time. You've written a lot of different books. You know the mistakes. And so you can then help beginners navigate the waters. And that's really what we're doing. It's like, we've made so many mistakes and we've learned from them. And you don't have to tackle everything at once.
You know, I believe that it's the mistakes that really help make us better successful entrepreneurs. But there's just so many of them that are afraid to make those mistakes. It kind of goes back to that, you know, being perfect thing. And, you know, they have that fear. You know, what are people going to say if I don't deliver something that's perfect?
Yeah.
How do they know if it's not perfect? You're the only one who knows it.
Yeah.
You know, but I look at your brand now and it's like, wow, you know, this is just... For something that grew out of inspiration 2 years ago, this brand is just getting bigger and bigger. And now you guys are doing all kinds of great stuff.
Thank you so much. It's been fun. We've had a lot of learning and we're still learning every single day what to do better, how to be of more value. And I think that's the biggest thing, being of more value and helping people.
Tell me about this. I mean, before we got on here, you had told me about your journal.
Mm-hmm.
How did that come about?
Oh, good question. So in September of 2017, we did a creators challenge, a 100-day creators challenge. And we were using somebody else's journal. And we loved this other person. Their journal was great. We loved their journal. It was beautiful. However, we got audience feedback that particular format did not serve them very well. And I don't want to mention the journal because it's a fantastic brand and we love the people, but the feedback we received was that particular format was not working for them. And so, of course, as entrepreneurs and ideators, we're like, all right, so how can we just make our own journal for you guys that serves and hits on all the points that you're giving us feedback about? And so that's what we did. And we created 4 editions of that journal. They're 90-day goals, journals and planners. So, and it walks people through how to break down their goals into yearly, quarterly, monthly, weekly, daily plans so that you actually create your own action plan for what you need to get done. There's guided processes. There's information on how to help decide and hone in on which goals to focus on. Because a lot of people in our audience, in the I Create Daily audience, are multi-talented creators and entrepreneurs. They want to do a million things. And so we wanted to design the journal in the way we decide how we tackle projects and goals, and then provide that in a journal format for other people. So that's how those were born. And now we have 4 editions of that journal to address all the quarters of the year. And each one is slightly different. So.
Wow. Yeah. And the funny thing is that I can relate to that. For a long time when we would design content for our clients, especially social media, you know, we would put everything and or we'd have a mental vision of where it was supposed to go. The problem was, is that if we didn't have a printout, if we didn't have something that was in front of us, written down, tangible, things would get forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
So I started printing out, you know, calendars.
Yeah.
And I would start putting, you know, okay, client. That had us so focused that we were able to do, you know, we got August, September, October's done. Now we're 90 days ahead and I don't have to worry about content for a while.
Yeah. But
before that, I was like scatterbrained and I would forget stuff. So that stuff needs to be written down.
And that's the biggest thing, because what we write down, we get done. What we schedule, we get done. And if we can't see that because we have a million different things going on in our heads, we're never going to remember. We're never going to remember that thing that we said we're going to remember. It just, it doesn't happen. So having a place in a journal. And what also helps too is in these journals, whatever planner or journal you use, writing it down, you get a written record. You get to see all your accomplishments. And we're very big on focusing on the wins, focusing on the gains, what you've accomplished, what you've done, and not beating yourself up over what you haven't done yet, because we all have loose ends. Mm-hmm. But if we start accomplishing one thing at a time, then we're motivated to accomplish more.
So how can, you know, someone who doesn't really have a lot of content right now, what can they do to get started?
That's a great question. We actually just did a podcast episode on like, how do you get started building your brand and growing your brand? What do you say? What do you post? What do you put out there? And I think the best way to start is, what inspires you? What are the things you know about? And what is the work you're creating? So if you're an entrepreneur, then it's about, what are you building? And how can you share that story of what you're building and who it serves and who you need to reach, and crafting messages around that, whether it's in podcast format, written format, video, interviews like this, whatever format you're gravitated towards. And if you don't know what format that you love best, test them all and see where you gravitate towards, because it does not hurt. The content can be repurposed, updated later, but if you test it out, then at least you know, at least you get a gauge of where you like spending your time, whether it be a social media platform or website blogging or podcasting, then you get to try it out. Because what's amazing about today is that there are so many options and so many ways for people to share their story. And it's really just about picking away and getting started and showing up consistently.
And you dropped a great word, is repurpose. You know, we like to say recycle. But a lot of people still don't understand the concept of repurposing your content. And just kind of like this podcast that we're doing, you know, we do it on video first. We take the audio, and the audio goes to iTunes or Google Play or Stitcher or wherever you're listening to it. And then it gets transcribed. That transcription can be your blog article. Exactly. You can take quotes, and those quotes can go on your social media. And now you've created, you know, five or six different things.
Exactly.
from one 20-minute interview.
Exactly. And the biggest benefit in video is you can disseminate it into all the other pieces of content, whether it's graphic quotes or articles like you mentioned. So we love doing that as much as possible.
So where do you see your I Create Daily brand going? I mean, what's the future?
Oh, so many ideas and directions to go in. The immediate future, we're doing just cranking out more content, podcasts. We're hosting challenges. One of the biggest successful things that we've done with I Create Daily is hosting creator challenges. And we're working on a new one for September. And those have been incredibly helpful because it gives people the support group. We have a Facebook community and a Facebook group, not just our page or our public social medias, but we have a private Facebook group for creators. And those 30-day challenges really help creators get focused in a community of other creators. So whether it be painters, bloggers, writers, and having them create together offers the community, the support, the accountability that we all need, and a support group, an encouragement, because we all need that encouragement in those moments of doubt. So we've had a lot of success doing these creator challenges. We're going to be doing more of them moving forward, and also just creating more podcast content, more journals planned. And those are our main core things: the challenges, the podcast, and the journals.
Now with the podcast, you do interviews, but then you also do, I think, coffee talk with your mom, which is pretty cool. You share tips and get people, you know, a lot of great information and just, you know, some of them are just awesome, I think. But where do you find some of these people that do they want to be on your show, or you just call them up and say, hey, I think you're brilliant, come on, let me interview you? Where do they
we
come
get
from?
A lot of emails we get a lot of emails these days from podcast bookers as well, who are booking shows for other people. And we've come across a lot of interesting people through those. And we accept creators who are making things, making a difference in the world, doing their work, putting themselves out there. And we have several segments of our podcast. We have audio articles where we read our blog posts. We have the coffee breaks. So it's just mom and I discussing ideas or tools or strategies or tips, things our audience has asked us about, shouting someone out because we just enjoy their content. So that's our coffee breaks. And then we have conversations with creators, and that's the interview format, the conversations with other creators making a difference, so that we can also share that with our audience. And so people have someone to look up to when on their journey, because that's why we tune into all the different inspiration, whether it's podcasts or YouTube videos or articles. We want to relate to somebody else who's made it and say, hey, I want to do that too.
Now, I know it's you and your mom, but who makes the best decisions?
Oh, I can't answer that. Oh, that'd be so, that's so hard. I mean, we both come to decisions together for the brand. So I don't know, sometimes she's on point some days, sometimes I'm on point, sometimes we're both on point, and sometimes we're not and we need to take a break.
Well, you know, it goes beyond just you and your mom. Your brother's involved, your dad's involved in different aspects of what you do to help your clients. And I think that's awesome. You know, yeah, when you have the whole family involvement there.
Yeah, we love the family aspect of our business. It's a huge value for us. We all have our different entrepreneurial endeavors, and we all support each other, and that's really important. So whether it's working on iCreate Daily or our garden website or whatever website or content or project that we're working on, it's important for us to also be each other's support group.
Wow. You know, I look at you guys as an inspiration, because, you know, in the 2 years that you've launched all this, you've done so much, and, you know, I mean, granted, maybe I write books and do all this other stuff, and to me, that's just normal for me. But, you know, I look at the transformation that you and your mom have taken, and you've created this whole enormous brand that is really, you know, doing great things for other people.
Thank you so much. And I think it's probably important to note that the day-to-day work is pretty similar across the board, you know? It looks amazing and the outcome looks awesome, and it is, and we're all doing amazing work, but the day-to-day, it's still the same no matter what you're doing, you know? It's still showing up, it's still setting those goals, whether you're a visual artist or a blogger or whatever you're doing to create, the day-to-day work is still, that's what creates the results, you know.
So how can the listeners you know, find you and your mom? You know, the website, a Facebook page?
We're pretty much everywhere. The best place to go for all of it is iCreateDaily.com, and we have the social links on the homepage, the articles, all the different ways you can get involved, the podcast, the journals. That's probably the best place to go.
And they can download the digital journals from there, or they can also buy the printed ones.
Yes. So we have free 30-day journals for our 90-day gratitude journal and our 90-day goals journal. And then all the other journals are on Amazon. We have the 90-day goals journal, gratitude journal, and 30-day art journals.
Wow. Now you guys also have a store. I mean, I guess you sell more than just the journals.
We do. We sell mugs and merchandise. And that was important for us because we want to serve the artist community with knowledge ourselves. And so we wanted to test platforms. And so we did branch out into the merchandise. So we do have that as well.
Well, let's talk about platforms. We have a few minutes left. And so where do you think iCreate Daily gets the most of their viewership? Is it on Facebook? Is it on Instagram? Is it on Pinterest?
It's a blend of Google organic search, Facebook traffic, and Pinterest traffic.
Wow.
We're heavy on Pinterest for sure. And I think that a lot of people, because Pinterest is more of a bulletin board, I think a lot of people overlook it as a source of traffic for their website, but we pin a lot of our content. We're very quote heavy. We love quotes. It's that short burst of inspiration or information that people need in the day, like just that quick pick me up, like a coffee or a snack, but inspirational for your mind. And so we love doing that. And we put a lot of that out on Pinterest, and that does drive traffic. And it's amazing for driving traffic to your website or your Etsy shop or wherever you want to drive traffic to. So that's a big thing for us that I think a lot of people might miss or skip over, because it's not the same kind of social engagement.
Yeah, I mean, I never had a good relationship with Pinterest. It was more of a hit and miss. Mm-hmm. You know, and Instagram, you know, over the last year, my numbers have gone down. You know, but they've gone up in Facebook, they've gone up in YouTube, and search traffic. So I think you know with each individual, they have to really understand their market.
Yeah,
and where that market is going. You know, you understand your market. You know that they're going on Pinterest, so you know that's where you're gravitating to.
But we have a lot. Facebook is big for us too, because that's the real community element, mm-hmm. I think. And so we have the Facebook page and private group for creators, and that's really where we learn and engage with the audience and get their feedback, their questions. A lot of our coffee breaks episodes that my mom and I do, where it's just us bouncing off ideas, a lot of those come from questions and conversations that happen in that group.
And I know that you know, as we were chatting back and forth before we got on here, we actually were talking about third-party programs.
Yes.
You know, and you know, I haven't used them in years. You know, when my first book Share came out, I mentioned one in the book. That program is now kaput. You know, hasn't been around for a while.
Yeah.
But there's others out there, and some of them are great, some of them not so much. But I think they're more designed for those who don't know what to post, or you know, tend not to post a lot, where they can just feed it right from their website.
Mm-hmm.
Those who come up with original content constantly, you know, they probably don't need those programs. What are your thoughts?
Sorry, I just muted us because the phone rang.
That's a telemarketer anyway.
Probably. My thought on third party is I think you should automate and manually post. The automation is really good for just that evergreen content that you just, it doesn't matter what time it goes out. It's helpful. It'll never go old. It'll never be stale. It's just, it's content that's helpful for your community. And so we do automate for like Twitter and Pinterest and a little bit for Facebook and Instagram, but then blend it in with the manual posting, because these sites, it's about being human and being engaged with your community. And if you're not engaged with your community, why are they going to be engaged with you? And so if you're just automating everything, then you're kind of just indicating like, I'm just here for the traffic. Don't mind me, but click my link. And that's not really helpful for your brand. And so yeah, taking the time to manually go in, ask questions, like, we love asking questions to our community. It gives you the best data. And it's not questions just for the sake of asking questions. It's not just like, oh, hey, how are you doing today? It's, hey guys, what's one thing that you can do today to move yourself closer to your goals? Share in the comments. And the reason we ask questions like that is it helps people. It reminds people who are mindlessly scrolling, or maybe just they're caught in that moment of, I don't know what I'm doing in this blackout scroll, but it reminds them like, hey, you have a focus. Are you creating today? Did you make something today? And so, yeah, we definitely do that manually as well. So I believe in a healthy blend of automating and manual posting. You know, I love Buffer.
Buffer?
Yeah, I use Buffer a lot for the automation aspect. I've been a member of their platform for years, and I love them. But there's a million tools.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, just pick one.
Yeah, you know, and you mentioned engagement, and this is one of the things that I always tell my listeners, is that if you're going to put blogs on your website, which I encourage you to do,
mm-hmm.
you got to drive the traffic back to that website so you get the engagement. You got to ask for comments. You got to, you know, get people to acknowledge your blog article. And, you know, we have a tendency to share those blog articles on social media, and people are commenting on social media where they should be commenting on your website.
Right. Yeah.
So, you know, direct that engagement back to your website, not always your social, And you're going to find that Google's going to rank your website better in search because you're getting the user engagement.
Definitely. Great tip.
So any last words of inspiration that you want to share with the audience before we head out?
Well, our biggest motto for I Create Daily is the day is the way. And it's really just about, even if you have 10 minutes, like take that time and like give yourself that time. Create it, give it to yourself, like a gift to you to make your thing, whatever it is. It's really interesting. We were looking at our stats on Amazon, and a lot of people who buy our goals journals are like doctors, lawyers, and nurses. Wow. And it's people in industries, and they're like in their 40s and 50s approximately. Yeah, and so old. It's a demographic of people who are uninspired, but they want the creativity. And so even if you're in an industry that seems dry or like you can't make an impact or you want to be creative, but you don't know how, taking those 5 minutes, even if you're not going to turn it into a job or a business or a brand, it's still really enriching for your life. So definitely create time to create daily.
There you go, folks. And this is why Devani is an e-hero or e-heroine, because the fact is that she spends a lot of time helping folks just like you and inspiring them to create every single day. So until next time, enjoy this podcast, or I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Boy, I can't even talk today, people.
But
that's the thing is, that's the beauty. And you know, we all make mistakes. We all stumble. You know, I probably do that all the time. It's not perfect. And that's the great example of it. Anyway, have a great one, and I'll see you on the next podcast. Adios.
Bye.